The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay, and you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire. Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, you're single unless you're married, is the subject. All right. Dear Steve and Shirley, I am 36 years old and I've been in a great relationship for 4 years. A year ago, I noticed a change in my man and changes in our sex life. If I initiated sex, he made up excuses like he has acid reflux and he's scared sex might give him a heart attack. Then I saw a text on his phone that said, "I love you too." I asked about it and he said he texted her some relationship advice and was only responding to her. He said it's no big deal to love a friend without romantic involvement. I told him if he continued to send messages like that, he was going to need some relationship advice too. After that, he changed his password to his fingerprint to access his phone. So I had to be creative to find out if he was sneaking around with another female. I checked his social media direct messages and all of the proof was there. His advice, in quotations, to her was to leave her man and be with him. I found out he'd introduced her to his mother as his future wife, and that broke my heart. I sat and wrote him a note telling him what I had seen and told him I'd be at my sister's while I figured things out. He called me and said he loves me, but he's not in love with me. He also said he is not in love with the new girl, but he's very close to it. He apologized to me and said I have every right to be hurt, but I shouldn't be upset because we were just dating, not married. He said, technically, he's single, and so am I. Why did he stay with me with 4 years and use me until something better came along? We talked about marriage, but I guess he had other plans. I was blindsided and I feel like a fool. I am moving out of his house and his life. Where did I go wrong? Wow. Technically, he's single and so are you. That part is true. And you do have every right to be upset. You can be upset if you want to be upset. I'm sorry this happened to you. 4 years is a long time for this to be the outcome. And, you know, I'm sure you were hoping for way more, something more, a little more permanent, like marriage, since you mentioned marriage in your letter that you guys talked about it. But, you know, I say this, better late than never, because it is clear that this man is not for you. He said he loves you like you can, I guess, love a pet or something, but he's not in love with you. So the best thing for you to do is to let him go. The quicker you do that, the sooner you can get on with your life. But the learning process is gonna be hard for you. You say, where did you go wrong? That's the hard part. He was getting everything he wanted from this relationship. Sex with you, all the benefits of marriage, you were living together, you know, and even with that, he still considered you guys single. So these are the lessons that you gotta, you know, watch and learn so you won't make these same mistakes again. You weren't getting anything. You weren't moving toward a commitment from him. So, you know, I just don't, I mean, you know, how did you play a part in this? I guess is what I'm trying to say. You played a part in this because you allowed this to go on like this. You just dating a man and living with him for 4 years. You were hoping for something more, but you didn't get that. You wanted to marry him. You know, you guys never discussed it, only when he brought it up. What about what you wanted? And what about, you know, what he thought about what you wanted? You could have found these things out a little earlier in the relationship if you just, you know, done some digging like you did when you were trying to find out if he was sneaking around cheating on you. So I guess what I'm saying is let this be a lesson. I think you should let this one go. Hopefully you have, since you moved out and everything. But next time, you know, you have a right to speak your mind and let them know what you want. And like Steve says in his book, act like a lady, think like a man, make some standards and requirements. So you won't end up in the same position giving 4 years of your life to a relationship that really is going nowhere and you're not getting what you want, but they get everything they want. So learn from this and move on. Steve?
Subject, you're single unless you're married. That's complete and utter bull. Every adult knows that. If you're not married, you can be in a relationship. You're not single. Y'all live together. Single people can do single things. The problem you have is when you're not single, but you're performing as though you are single. If you're in a committed relationship, living with a person is a committed relationship. Marriage is a committed relationship. So y'all in a relationship, he ain't single. I'm a 36-year-old. I've been in a great relationship for 4 years. Boy, this one went downhill pretty fast, though. Been a year ago changing your man's sex life. If I initiated sex, he made up excuses like he had acid reflux and he scared sex might give him a heart attack.
Wow.
This is called pre-existing conditions. Who lets acid reflux stop them from having sex?
I don't know.
I vomited. Yeah, and wanted sex.
Oh, God. Yeah. That is gross, Steve.
That's so gross.
I've had diarrhea.
Okay.
And wanted sex.
Okay. On that note, we'll have part two. We'll have part two of your response, sir. Get yourself together. Coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, you're single unless you're married. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us.
Black women seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together. Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hey everybody, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. But there's a great need for donations regardless of your blood type. Every day, the blood our people donate saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell disease. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Life is full of unexpected moments, some joyous, some challenging. From car repairs to unexpected vet bills to everyday expenses, Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage life's everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you along the way. Enjoy 3% cashback rewards on your gas, groceries, and utilities, and 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? Breathe easy. With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And guess what? You can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Just head to Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify now. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card is your key to a world of convenience and is accepted at all your favorite stores where you can use MasterCard. Life isn't always smooth, but with Aspire, you'll never walk alone. Aspire is your faithful companion. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify for the Aspire Cashback Rewards Card today. Build, grow, Aspire.
All right, Steve, come on, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject. You're single until you're married.
Well, okay. That's how you want to go with it. But I think it's bogus the way he played this woman. Mm-hmm. Year ago, they had a wonderful relationship. She's 36. Their sex in the had a change in their sex life. If she initiated sex, the dude made up excuse like he had acid reflux and he was scared that sex might give him a heart attack. You 36. First of all, how old is he? Because if he's the same age as you, he in bad shape. He's scared sex going to give him a heart attack. I have had sex to try to have a heart attack. Prince wrote a song that says, when we make love, crazy in love, having 100 million little heart attacks, damn you. That was a song. When we make love, it's like having 100 million little heart attacks. That's a song. You make love to have a heart attack. Now, he don't want to have sex because he's scared. Attack my heart.
This is not about you, sir.
No, I'm telling you how wrong this dude is. All right. Then you saw a phone, the text on the phone say, I love you too. Then you confronted the man about it, and he said it ain't no big deal. He was giving her some romantic advice, which he was. But the thing of it is you told him if he continued to send messages like that, then she was going to need some romantic advice too. Mm-hmm. All right. So he changed the password, put his finger on and everything right now. So now she got creative and went through his messages and found out on social media that he had advice to her was to leave her man and be with him. And you find out he introduced her to his mother as his future wife. That broke her heart. Then you wrote him a note. You told him that you'd be at your sister's house while you figured this out. Then hit the whole crux of the whole letter right here. He called you, said he loves you, but he's not in love with you. You need to be in love to marry somebody. Everybody on this show can tell you that. You got to be in love.
For sure.
Definitely.
You got to marry somebody. So that's a bummer right there. He also said he's not in love with the new girl, but he's very close to it. Did you not get a text that said, I love you too?
That's right, Steve. That's right.
It was in the text. So now he just trying to let you down soft. But then here he goes. He apologized to you and said, you got every right to be hurt. But I shouldn't be upset. See, this dude right here, he know how to draw the difference between upset and hurt. Like, them two ain't the same damn thing.
Whatever with him.
Right.
You got every right to be hurt, but you shouldn't be upset because we were just dating, not married.
For 4 years.
Fool, we lived in your house.
Right.
This ain't dating. We live together. In some states, that's called common law. So technically he's single and so am I. Why did he stay with me 4 years and use me until something better came along? First of all, sister, stop beating yourself up. You don't know that something better has come along.
That's true.
You don't know that. Let me tell you something else I want you to do. We had talked about marriage and I guess he had other plans. I was blindsided. I feel like a fool. I'm moving out of his house and his life. Where did I go wrong? You didn't go wrong nowhere. You didn't go wrong. See, that's what happens to a lot of ladies. A dude becomes an a-hole, and then all of a sudden, you take the blame and wear it like you did something. You got a man that done lied. We were single. Fool, she live in your house. You find a message to say, I love you too. He tell you he ain't in love with her, but he close. How the hell are you close in love? What is, excuse me.
Almost
what,
there.
What is that?
Just
I'm
about.
Not in love with her, but I'm close.
Kinda.
That ain't no songs about. Now, it's songs that say, I believe I'm falling in love. That's a song. But the key word he said, I believe I'm falling in love. There ain't no song out there going, stay with me, I'm almost there. I'm almost in love with you. Hey, come on now. Stay with me, I'm almost there. I'm almost in love with you.
Almost.
Yeah. Almost. Damn near there.
Kind of.
Kind of. But I don't know when.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Okay.
Wait a while longer. I'm almost in love.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at
Steve
Harvey FM.
We'll be back with the new hit song, I'm Almost in Love.
On Instagram and Facebook, check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand as well.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP. Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay, and you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, Aspire.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.